Between Two Worlds, From Tyranny to Freedom, My Escape from the Inner Circle of Saddam. By Zainab Salbi. Read by Josephine Bailey. Copyright 2005 by Zainab Salbi. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Zainab Salbi and the Penguin Group USA and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. The Abbasid Coin. My mother grew up in a grand house with a courtyard and 16 rooms on the Tigris River. The house belonged to my grandfather, who died before I was born. Mama inherited from him a modest fortune, a share of the house and his factories, a quantity of gold, and a family name that means something still. But the one physical object of his that I ever really cared about was a gold coin forged 1,000 years ago by Abbasid caliphs who moved the political and cultural center of the Islamic Empire from Damascus eastward to Baghdad. Baghdad yields its secrets reluctantly to those who dig, and a friend of my grandfather's discovered a bag of the coins in the course of demolishing an old building. He gave 3 to my grandfather, who gave 1 to each of his 3 young daughters. Mama, the youngest, designed a frame for it in the shape of a small chain and wore it around her neck always. It had a dent on one edge I can still visualize because I so often wondered what sort of blow might have caused it. She was a teacher when I was little, and when she came home from school she would take a nap on the sofa. She had the gift of being able to fall asleep almost instantly, and she radiated utter peace as she slept. I would squeeze in next to her, take in the slightly sweaty smell of the classroom.